Second pack of Chala Mishnah Zayin. Till now we're discussing the share of the dough that is chayv and chala. Now we're going to be discussing how much chala one has to take off from the dough. So shira chala, echad mi'etzim v'ava. Midoraisa is no share of chad. Just like batrum, you can take a small amount. So too bachai, you can take a small amount. You can take as large as you want. Also, as long as you leave something that is not going to be chala, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. The Midrash, and they said you should give 1/24 of the dough. Whether a person is making a dough for himself, or he's making for some party or a suda that he's making for his wedding of his son, echad me'etzim v'ava, he takes off 1/24. As we said, this is the Rabbanan. We will at the end of the Mishnah we'll say what we do with manazet. Nathan shu'aita limka v'shuk, a baker who bakes for the public has a bakery. V'chein isha shu'aita limka v'shuk, or a woman that's also as a private bakery, echad me'arbon v'shmona, they were more lenient by these people that are selling large quantities. That's enough for them to sell, to take up 1/48. If the isa became tamash, shagegas or anusa, if it was unintentional or is against the will, echad me'arbon v'shmona, even if it's not a nachson, even if it's not one of these bakeries, still. He has to take off only 1/48. But if he's matam the isa intentionally, then he's not going to gain from doing this improper behavior, and he'll still have to take the 1/24. You don't want the one that's something improper to gain from it. That is the opinion of our Mishnah. And that is Aloha in the time that Klal Yisrael was by Tahira and the Truma would be given over to Kohen to eat. It's not as that we have a Cheskos Tameim and we burn the Chala. Whether we're in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, we don't take off these Shi'urim because no one's going to be Nana from it anyway, and therefore it's enough we just take off a smaller amount, one Kizayis of Chala, and burn it.